Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Something you wrote about recently, and we've talked about this in the past on at least one occasion, is the preservation of cemeteries.
Yes.
In Hunt County in particular, but of course this would be true all over the state. Hunt County Historical Commission is involved.
Yes.
In this.
Yes, we're pretty much the caretaker, not as far as cleaning up and straightening, but we observe and make sure that none of these cemeteries disappear.
Hmm. Well, and as a matter of fact, you have located an abandoned cemetery, and this is on the line between Hunt, Fannin, and Delta counties.
Right. It's, you know where Mud Dig is?
I do. I have family from Mud Dig. I sure do.
And you know where Jot 'em Down is?
I sure do.
Well, this was at one time known as Jot 'em Down Cemetery.
Wow. I may have family out there. Now, this is because we have at times, at least once before, we talked about the fact that a cemetery can be one gravesite.
Yes.
But this is a multi-grave cemetery.
We have a photograph that was taken probably in the 1920s, maybe early 30s, and it shows two obelisks, the one tall ones,
mm-hmm.
and then four or five just headstones.
Mm-hmm.
We have found in a ditch some pieces of those. One gentleman told me that he's new out in that vicinity, and he told me that one of his neighbors told him that those obelisks were cut up and used as instead of boulder blocks on houses.
Wow. Hmm.
Now, they had to have a very strong saw to do that.
Mm-hmm. And that would have been how many decades ago?
Yes.
So how did you all come about finding this?
Well, John Bird is our vice chairman, and he and I were out driving around the county to check on all the cemeteries, and we do that frequently. And as we were driving along, I looked out the window and went, there's some tombstones down in that ditch.
Driving by at what speed?
We were going pretty slow.
Yeah.
John always goes slow.
I see.
And we went back and looked, and sure enough, they were. But we had no idea what it was. We knew that there was a Jot 'em Down Cemetery, but we weren't for sure where it was. So that's what started us.
Uh-huh. And this has been verified? The
yes.
location has been verified?
Yes.
And how does that happen?
This one happened with John found a map that was put out in 1911 at the courthouse, and it showed a cemetery there. Maps will show a little box with a cross in it.
Uh-huh.
And that symbolizes.
And this is near what highway?
Which one's the one that goes, not 11, but the other one that goes north out of Commerce?
Well, 224 is probably what you're referring to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So go as if you were going toward Ladonia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. And what happens now?
Well, I got an email today that it has been approved as a historic cemetery by the Texas Historical Commission. They have sent me all the paperwork. I will have to, when I get it, take it to the county clerk's office, and they will put it on file, and they will also attach it to the deed records for that piece of property.
Mm-hmm. And then?
Then if whoever owns it sells it, the buyer will know that there are graves in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John and I both have... John's good at witching, which is where you have those two metal rods and they'll move. Even though you're not, I have tried it and it works.
Huh.
But the state of Texas does not approve.
Does not recognize that.
However, they said, What did you find out when you...
They are interested, but
they're
nevertheless.
Interested, but
so you haven't identified specific graves.
Right. We point. Know that there's some graves there.
But there are a lot of these, there are probably others in somewhere in Hunt County. You said that Hunt County was at its peak as a farming county, that there probably were some cemeteries that were just farmed over.
Yes.
And this may have been one of them,
as a matter of fact.
Given the fact that those obelisks were...
And those roads were not there at that time.
Ah, yeah, sure.
That's it. And I can't remember the numbers on them.
Right. No, I'm sure that's true. So if someone is interested in this, they could contact you.
Yes.
The Hunt County Historical Commission, and you would help them look into...
Right. Right.
What might be an abandoned or lost cemetery in Hunt County. All right.
Yes.
Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Yes.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.